Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Lakeisha Feige. I apologize. I had an emergency. Of course, I have an emergency at work, like 10 minutes before I'm supposed to walk in here. So I apologize. I was a few minutes late. But today I'll be presenting on performance management for public health nursing. No relationships to disclose. And I want to provide you with an overview. So I'm an Army nurse. Army public health nurse, and I'm currently assigned to the Army Institute of Public Health. I work for the Army's consultant for Army public health nursing and health promotion. So what that means is that she has oversight of the 330 Army public health nurses serving worldwide. And in my capacity, I serve her working on projects related to workforce development, working at performance management, performance measurement, and really looking to inform the policy, the Army-wide, the Department of Defense-wide policy, as it relates to the practice of public health nurses. I noticed in a previous presentation that public health nurses only comprised about 2% of the nurses in the United States, and I would dare to compare that our representation in the Army is probably very similar. So there's not very many of us, and so it's really an important role that we play at the Army Institute of Public Health to have a hand in that Army policy that goes out, because it's not intuitive for those leaders who are making policy to consider the practice of public health nurses. We're kind of in the background, as many of you are. And so what I hope to share today is our experience at working to really establish the capacity to conduct performance management, not just measurement. I think we do that in a variety of methods on a day-to-day basis, but really looking to manage the performance of our staff so that we can more systematically affect health outcomes. And I think that even though this was done in the context of the military environment, because we are all in the same place, kind of looking to find out how we can fit in the shift in this movement and how we capture that and communicate our impact. So I think that our experiences are relevant to yours, and I hope that you find that to be true. So first off, many of you may be familiar with the quadruple aim, right? Looking at costs and care experience and the delivery of preventive services. Well, we're the Army, so we have to do it different, right? So we have the quadruple aim. And the additional aim there is readiness, because the goal of the Army Medical Department and the Army Nurse Corps, and we support both of those, is the readiness of our soldiers so that they're able to fight and win America's wars. And so that's definitely a priority for us. But also, there's a shift toward prevention in military medicine, and that's obviously being informed by the National Prevention Strategy and all those things that are occurring in the general health environment. And as public health nurses, we're really excited about that, because for the first time in the history of Army medicine, what we do is the priority for our organization. And so you would think that it would be a clean cut. It would be, the alignment would be just perfect, but it's not. Right? So we're really working to better align our practices with this new strategic aim of the Army Medical Department so that we are able to better demonstrate our value added and communicate that. Okay, so this new strategic objective, it's called the System for Health. And again, just as the quadruple aim illustration kind of demonstrated, the focus is readiness, but also for staff, we're looking at enhanced performance. We're looking at impacting the health of all beneficiaries. I think when you think Army medicine, you think soldiers. But it really is the families, the children, those Department of the Army civilians that support us in our mission. I mentioned that there's 330 Army public health nurses. Well, only 130 of those are Army. The rest of those are civilians. So civilians have a really large role in how we deliver care and in the health of our beneficiaries. Okay, so we most of us understand that performance management, and this definition was taken from the Public Health Foundation, we understand that performance management is a systematic process by which an organization involves its employees in improving the effectiveness of the organization and achieving the mission, the organization's mission and strategic goals. What we found to be challenges as we approach this, as we received the new strategic plan back in 2012, and we began to look at our metrics and to look at our capacity to measure performance, and keeping in mind the context, too, that these nurses are spread everywhere from here in Louisiana to Japan and Germany and Afghanistan and Africa. And so when you think about measuring their performance and putting a system in place so that you can affect change in performance and ultimately outcomes, it's not as simple as, you know, us communicating in this room to make something happen. It really is very complex. And to add another layer there, these nurses are accountable to the consultant for public health nursing who I work for, but they have other bosses. And I think that's probably very similar for you all as well. If you work at the local health department, not only do you have your immediate supervisors, but you have the constituents of those in leadership who have been put in place. And so there's a lot of masters here. On top of that, when we consider performance measurement, we want to be mindful of how our performance is affecting outcomes, but because public health nursing practice, there's so many factors involved. It's not as simple as, well, I changed the IV according to standard practice, and so in that way I was able to reduce the risk of infection. It's not as clear-cut as that. So if I develop an intervention to affect the A1C of a patient, there was a lot of other environmental factors that impacted that metric as well. So that was really a considerable challenge when we looked to develop metrics for public health nursing. And then two, just the simple definition. So I provided you a one-sentence definition of what performance management is, but when I talk to people in leadership and I talk to my peers who are really anxious and enthusiastic about making this happen, because we all recognize the need, I think we feel the need, many of them confuse performance measurement with performance management, and they're completely different. Obviously, they work together, but we have several measurement systems. But without a feedback mechanism for improvement, it's just measurement. It's not management. Management is really that having the ability to look at what you're doing, looking at the factors that influence that, having a standard to measure it up against, and finding a way to improve it, not just improve the performance for improvement's sake, but for the purpose of improving health outcomes. And so it's really an involved process. And the mechanisms for improvement, and this goes to indicator blindness. We have several metrics that we track. And to talk to certain people, they're very proud of that ability. But if I can show that nurses are, I'm trying to think of a random thing, that nurses conduct community health assessments on a biannual basis, I can demonstrate that. And we're at 90%. Most people would be satisfied with that. But what does that mean? That's indicator blindness, not asking the question of what that metric means. And I think that's really important. I think that's something that we can all learn from is the importance of understanding how those metrics get you to your goal. And that's something that we've been challenged with. And by the way, just a bit of disclosure here, we have not by any means cracked the code on performance measurement. As I mentioned at the outset, my intention is really just communicate some of the lessons that we've learned and certain considerations that I think are applicable. So, and I've got the turning point model here, and there are several models for performance management, but at the end of the day, you need to have a standard by which you're comparing your performance to. You need to have measures. How are you getting at that metric? Reporting of progress, and that's your systems that you use. And then, as I mentioned, you have to have some sort of feedback mechanism so that you can ensure the quality. And again, that gets to the difference between performance management and performance measurement. So our process description, we at the outset begin to look at our metrics because we have a program status report by which nurses at 52 installations across the globe report their performance, right? And every year they're tweaked a little bit just depending on who's in charge and what they're interested in, because we know what's reported gets done. We know that, right? And so the things that are important to leadership are definitely the things we want to report. But we took that in and considered the organizational aims. Because it's one thing to track performance, but it's another thing to make sure that those metrics are aligned with the goals of the organization. And I don't know that we've done that very well historically. I think most of us default back to what we do well and what we've always done, what's expected of us. So looking at the relevance of the metrics, looking at the appropriateness of the metrics, because if I'm interested in health outcomes for pediatric asthmatics, then having classes for parents of asthmatic children may not really fully capture what I'm trying to get at. So how appropriate those metrics are and how adequate they are. And again, getting back to the strategic alignment of those metrics. Those are some of the things we did, and we obviously found gaps. But just taking the time to do this as opposed to, you know, having that new program come down the chute and us typing up some objectives and sending them out for people to plug in numbers, I think this process was much more effective. And in the long term, it'll help us to improve the quality and relevance of the metrics. So the outcomes. We really learned about our capacity. Getting back to my original point about the difference between performance management and performance measurement, we found that we had several disparate measurement systems. You name it, we've got it. We do that well. We can capture what something looks like. But how well it was helping us meet our objectives, how well it was aligned with our current priorities, there were gaps there. So we came to appreciate capacity in the sense of our ability to really get at what we need to be getting at, but also what could be cut out. And we also got a chance to assess our readiness for improving our system to the point that we could better capture performance. An important point that came out was, and I think, please let me know if this vibes with you at all, but we get strategic plans that are released. And most strategic plans, I've been in the Army for 18 years, so I've been in a silo in many ways. I've been kind of sheltered. But I think that most strategic plans don't tease out specifically what individual roles are. So when I speak about alignment, it's not intuitive what that organizational goal of improving the health of the community, what are the implications of that goal? What does that mean for me? How is that aligned with my skill set? What are the competencies that I have that can contribute to the facilitation of meeting that goal? Those are questions that we haven't always asked, but I think especially as public health nurses and as the Affordable Care mandates roll out, and as changes occur within the Affordable Care Act, because we know it's kind of chipping away as we get at it. It seems like it just came out, and now it's slowly being chipped away, depending on where you are. I think it's really important that we continually ask ourselves what we bring to the table to address that, because it's not explicit. I've been in several sessions since I've been here, and I've heard people mention, and this resonates with me, I've heard people mention that, you know, there's lots of opportunities, and these opportunities may not have public health nursing written on it. You have to just be able to identify what you bring to that, what you can contribute to that. So it's not going to be intuitive, but we really have to get to the core of what we're bringing, what our strengths are, not what we've always done, but what our strengths are, what the scope and standards of practice say that we should be doing, what those core competencies for PHN say that we're capable of doing. And speaking about emergency preparedness, looking at those competencies for surge, for emergency preparedness, what's unique about public health nursing, and answering the call of those strategic objectives in that way, I think is new. If not for you, it's definitely new for us. Thank you. I'm wrapping it up right now. I apologize for rambling a little bit. And then keeping that improvement focus, because again, if you don't have a feedback mechanism, it's measurement and not management. So I realize that there's another person behind me. I don't want to hog the time, but I think it's important to be mindful of leveraging your capability and really beginning to ask the question of what is it that we can do to better align our performance with the needs and demands. So. Got a couple references there, and thank you for your time and attention.